Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about. Absolutely. We're diving into why your Suno AI audio might be failing to reach listeners. It sounds like a big problem. It really is. And you know what? So many creators have this amazing audio, but when they check their analytics, it's just crickets. Zero plays. Wow, that must be super frustrating. So what's the issue? Is it really just about the music not being good enough? Alex, not at all. Most of the time, it's all about the visuals, specifically the thumbnails. Think of it this way. If you have a flashy car with a rusty exterior, people aren't going to want to take it for a spin. That's a great analogy. So if we want more people to hear our music, we need eye-catching thumbnails? Exactly. The data backs this up. In fact, a report from January 2025 showed that YouTube thumbnails influence about 73% of click-through rates for music videos. If your thumbnail is just a blurry waveform, 3/4 of your potential audience will scroll right past you. Whoa, that's a huge percentage. But creating a good thumbnail sounds daunting, especially for someone who's not a graphic designer. I totally get that. But you don't have to break the bank on fancy software. For most creators, Canva is a game changer. It's user-friendly, and you can get started for around $15 a month. Really? That's not bad at all. So how can someone get the most out of Canva for their thumbnails? Alec, you want to utilize specific templates for music covers or YouTube thumbnails that can double your click rate. The goal is to create visuals that stop the scroll. If you just upload a static image, you're signaling to the audience and the algorithm that this is low-effort content. Jordan, got it. So what are the current trends in thumbnails? I imagine they change pretty quickly. You're right. In 2026, the aesthetic has shifted to bright neon colors and gradients. According to vidIQ Trends, 76% of top performing Suno tracks on YouTube. Shorts use neon gradient thumbnails. They achieve over 5 times the engagement compared to plain waveforms. That's mind-blowing. So it's all about that high-energy, eye-catching vibe, huh? Absolutely. And let's not forget about formatting for different platforms. For instance, Spotify and YouTube are two completely different beasts. Really? So you can't just use the same thumbnail everywhere? Exactly. On Spotify, you have the Canvas feature, which is an 8-second looping visual. Reports suggest that using this can drive around 67% more saves. Meanwhile, YouTube is all about those clickbait styles like expressive faces and bold text. That makes sense. If you mix those styles up, it might look tacky, right? Exactly. If you try to use a flashy YouTube thumbnail on Spotify, it just doesn't fit the vibe and can hurt your algorithm placement. So what's the best way to know if a thumbnail is actually working? Great question. This is where A/B testing comes in. There was a study that showed the failure rate for AI thumbnails dropped from 67% to about 23% when creators utilized A/B testing. Jordan, that's a significant difference. How does A/B testing work, though? Basically, you create 2 different versions of your thumbnail. One might focus on a character's face, while another features just text. You run both and see which one performs better. And you recommend testing different vibes, right? Absolutely. Change the whole aesthetic. Like for a dance track, you might want a neon city scene, while a sad song could benefit from a close-up of an emotional character. You'd be surprised how often our instincts are off. That's fascinating. Now, I'm wondering about common mistakes people make with their thumbnails. There are a few big ones. First off, text readability is crucial. If the text blends into the background, you've lost your audience. Boost that contrast. That's an easy fix. What else should people watch out for? Another mistake is the uncanny valley effect. Some AI image generators produce weird visuals that just look off. Audiences can spot low-quality visuals immediately. Oh man, that's something to keep in mind. And I assume matching the genre is important too? Definitely. I once helped an artist who created a heavy metal track but used a pastel-colored thumbnail. It looked nice but didn't resonate with the music. We switched to a gritty red and black design, and his click-through rate jumped from 0.8% to 6%. That's impressive. So the thumbnail really is a promise about the vibe of the music. Exactly. If you break that promise, people will just click away and your retention rates will drop. Wow, so much valuable insight today. If listeners take away just one thing, what should it be? Focus on creating visually appealing thumbnails tailored to each platform. It can make all the difference in reaching your audience. Perfect. Thanks for breaking this down, Alex. Of course. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.